course, it's time now for the sunny side of sports with Sunny Young. Happy Monday, Sunny.
Happy Monday to you, Kim.
Well, Sunny, I understand you have some kudos for the two U.S. Open tennis champions.
Kim, here's a sunny side of sports salute to Novak Djokovic and Flavia Panetta, who won the men's and women's singles titles over the weekend at the U.S. Open Tennis Tournament in New York City. Ladies first. In an all-Italian women's final, the 33-year-old Panetta defeated her childhood friend Roberta Vinci in straight sets 7-6 and 6-2. Vinci had upset world number one Serena Williams in three sets in the semifinals, crushing the hopes of Serena winning a calendar year Grand Slam. That is, all four major tournaments in 2015. Before accepting the trophy and $3.3 million for her first Grand Slam title, the greatest triumph of her career, Panetta announced her retirement.
I feel really happy. I mean, I'm really ready for this kind of life, for change my life, and I couldn't think to do in a better way.
Meanwhile, Novak Djokovic lifted the men's trophy in New York after beating Swiss star Roger Federer in four sets Sunday night. The final score, 6-4, 5-7, 6-4, and 6-4. It was the second U.S. Open title for Djokovic. The world's top-ranked player also won in 2011. And Djokovic moved into double digits with his 10th Grand Slam title overall.
We got to double digits now, and this is, you know, I'm so flattered and honored to be a part of a elite group of players and legends of our sport that managed to win this many Grand Slam trophies in their lives and in their careers. So to be just mentioned alongside them, it's truly something special.
It's truly been a special year for Novak Djokovic. The Serbian star reached the final of all four Grand Slam tournaments, and he won three of them: the Australian Open, Wimbledon, and now the U.S. Open. Italian tennis player Flavia Panetta wasn't the only sports champion to announce their retirement over the weekend. The VOA's Nightline Africa sportsman Shagun Dot on the spot Adeyemi reports.
American Floyd Mayweather Jr. has retired from boxing after beating Haitian-American Andre Beto in a unanimous decision on Saturday night. The victory also ensured that Mayweather quit the stage on a clean note, tying the unbeaten 49-0 record of another American, Rocky Marciano. After the fight, Mayweather said,
"You know, I face all the top guys in the sport of boxing. You know, to be in a sport for 19 years and to be world champion 18 years, I had a remarkable career."
Mayweather got a paycheck of $32 million US dollars for the fight. He made $250 million in May when he defeated Filipino Manny Pacquiao in what was billed as the fight of the year. Overall, Mayweather, who is 38 years old, has made $700 million in his career.
"You get to a certain level to where you can't buy nothing anymore. You know, you can't get moved by a Rolls Royce, or you can't get moved by a car. When you got everything, there's nothing else you can get moved by. And I've accomplished everything in the sport. So now it's time for me to help these young fighters break my record. I want to see my records broken. Of course, I want to be a part of it. I'm just blessed."
Undefeated American boxing star Floyd Mayweather, who says he's hanging up the gloves for good. And thanks to Shagun Dot on the spot Adeyemi for that report. Shagun also has some African club football news for us.
All the four semifinalists have now emerged in the 2015 African Champions League after the conclusion of day six matches. The semifinalists are four-time champion TP Mazembe of the Democratic Republic of Congo and Al Hilal of Sudan in Group A, as well as USM Alger of Algeria and Al Merrikh of Sudan in Group B. On Saturday, TP Mazembe beat Maghreb Tetouan of Morocco 5-0 in their final Group A match to finish on top of the group with 11 points. For its part, Al Hilal drew 1-1 with Smouha of Egypt to finish second on 9 points. In Group B, Almeric defeated USM Alger by a lone goal to finish in second place on 13 points. Despite the defeat, the Algerian club finished on top of the group on 15 points. The semi-finals will be played over two legs, with the first leg slated for the weekend of September 25th to 27th, and the return leg for the weekend of October 2nd to 4th. In the last four, Almeric will take on TP Mazembe, while Al Hilal will go against USM Alger. Turning to Africa's second-tier club football competition, the CAF Confederation Cup, all the four semi-finalists have also emerged. They are defending champion Al Ahly of Egypt and Etoile du Sahel of Tunisia in Group A, and Zamalek of Egypt and Orlando Pirates of South Africa in Group B.
Thanks so much for listening. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Segun Adeyemi in Lagos.
This is Larry Zamude, Chairman, Chief Executive, Sports Radio 80.9, Brilla FM, Lagos and Abuja, Nigeria. Let's talk to you about Brilla FM. It's Nigeria's only sports station, of course, with partner, the VOA. VOA! And so you can listen to Sunny Side of Sports on 80.9, Brilla FM, Lagos and Abuja. Keep listening, Africa, and enjoy Sunny Side of Sports on Brilla.
Thanks, Dr. Larry. In addition to sports radio, 88.9 Brilla FM stations in Lagos and Abuja, Dr. Larry also has stations in Kaduna and Onitsha, Nigeria. We're delighted to be your partner, Dr. Larry, so keep it sporty.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Yes, my friend.
Keep on the sunny side.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
African athletes won international races all over the world this past weekend. In this report, Mark Ouma focuses on action in Congo Brazzaville, Italy, and Belgium.
Tunisian Habiba Gribi clocked a 9 minutes and 5.36 seconds in 3,000 meter steeplechase, and Kenyan Faith Chepngetich Kipyegon ran 4 minutes and 16.71 seconds in 1 mile as each set an Africa women's record at the IWF Diamond League in Brussels, Belgium. Botswana's Nigel Amos, Ethiopian Yomif Kejelcha, and Kenyan Virginia Nyambura won the Diamond League trophy in the men's 800 meters, 5,000 meters, and women's 3,000 meter steeplechase, respectively. The trophy represents the highest points accumulated in an event during the Diamond League series. In Italy, Burundi's Francine Nyonsaba won women's 800 meters in 1 minute and 57.62 seconds at the IWF World Challenge meet in Rieti on Sunday. Ethiopian Gudef Tsegei and Algerian Taufik Makloufi won women's and men's 1500 meters respectively. Moroccan Brahim Talib, Kenyan Hilary Mayo, and Jonathan Drake of Mauritius triumphed in 3000 meters steeplechase, 3000 meters, and triple jump respectively. In the Republic of Congo, Margaret Chelimo led Rosemary Wanjiru and Alisa Prote in a 1-2-3 Kenyan triumph in women's 5,000 meters at the All Africa Games in Brazzaville on Sunday. Clement Kemboi and Hilary Kemboi secured a 1-2 Kenyan victory in men's 3,000 meter steeplechase as Ethiopian Mamare Haile Mariam placed third. Cameroon's Jolie Mbumi won women's triple jump with Nigerian Ibrahim Blessing and Ghana's Nadia Eke second and third, respectively. South African Russell Tucker won men's discus. Eso Hunamundam Chalim was second in Togo National record of 52.72 meters, and Republic of Congo's Frank Elembe placed third.
The Sunny Side of Sports remembers Hall of Fame basketball player Moses Malone, who died Sunday at age 60. Nicknamed Chairman of the Boards, Moses Malone was a relentless rebounder, a three-time NBA Most Valuable Player, and a 12-time NBA All-Star. He went straight from Petersburg High School in Virginia to a 21-year professional basketball career in 1983, teaming up with fellow Hall of Famer Julius Dr. J. Irving. Malone and the Philadelphia 76ers won the NBA championship. Moses also played for seven other NBA clubs, as well as the Utah Stars and Spirits of St. Louis in the now defunct American Basketball Association. In 1996, 1 year after he retired, Moses was named one of the 50 greatest players in NBA history. Hall of Fame basketball player Moses Malone, dead at the age of 60. Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. I got a tweet from my friend Austin Okon-Akpan in Lagos, Nigeria. Austin says he missed me last week on the Sports Tonight Show on Nigeria's channel's television. I usually drop in via Skype on Thursday evenings and send sporty greetings to Austin and all of his many Sports Tonight viewers, but I was feeling a bit under the weather last Thursday, and I promised to make it up to Austin this week. In response, Austin says, "Let's make it rock, Sonny." You got it, Austin. In the meantime, buddy, keep talking sports. Yes, sir. I'm VOA Sonny Young, and that's the sunny side of sports. Back to Yahias Wuhib and Kim Lewis.
Thank you, Sonny. And listen to the Sunny Side of Sports Monday through Friday at 6.